A warning, this next story deals with the topic of youth suicide. Anyone who's struggling can call the National Suicide Crisis Hotline at 988. The Ojibwees of Anigaming First Nation is a Treaty 3 community located in northwestern Ontario, and it's the newest member of the First Nations Land Defense Alliance. The alliance includes several communities in the region, including Grassy Narrows, KI, and Nishkandaga. Its goal is to present a united front against unwanted mining claims and resource development in their traditional territories. Jeff Coppinus is the chief of Anigaming. He spoke with reporter Michelle Allen about why they joined the coalition and how it ties into a state of emergency due to a long-running youth mental health crisis. Michelle asked him what it felt like for him to join the alliance.
It feels good to be heard. It feels good to be accepted. It feels good to be along, again, other communities and other leaders with common interests and a common vision, especially for our young people. You know, for about 2.5 years, I've been the elected chief of the Ojibwees of Anigaming, and I've found that I've been yelling from the top of my lungs about our state of emergency, from, you know, to the government of Canada, to the government of Ontario, to other leadership, First Nation leadership across the country, and I haven't quite gotten the response or the reaction that we've really needed to be able to end our state of emergency. You know, sitting down with the other chiefs from the alliance, most of them are going through the exact same thing as us. I heard one First Nation, you know, that had almost about a dozen deaths just throughout the fall and winter. And again, here in Anigaming, we've had 32 deaths in the past 2.5 years in our families. I might be missing one or two, to be honest. And I feel like our state of emergency is getting worse at some times. So to be able to sit down with a group of chiefs that are committed to defending the land, the waters, the future generations, just as, you know, our elders and ancestors have instructed us, it feels good. That feels good. But there's a long way to go, obviously.
So that's a lot of loss in a really short period of time. Why do you think, you know, these calls of emergency have fallen on, it sounds like for the better part, deaf ears?
You know, I recall Prime Minister Stephen Harper in 2008 talking about how the issue of missing and murdered First Nation women wasn't on his radar. And to be honest, I just don't think that the loss of life of First Nations people is a priority for the Premier, Doug Ford. I don't think they really care much. I know Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has committed to, again, reconciliation, and they've made some great investments. But, you know, they're just trying to do business as usual for the most part. You see it in the Trans Mountain Pipeline. You see it, you know, in the natural gas pipelines crossing the Wet'suwet'en territory. You know, again, it's hard to say exactly, but we don't seem to get... You know, I should take a bit of a step back, and I do want to thank federal and provincial officials. There's a group of them that have recognized the state of emergency. They've came to the community last October. They went through ceremony with us. We're starting to make some progress, but we're years behind, and it's going to take years to catch up, and it's going to take years to build the infrastructure, like a youth crisis center, to be able to really respond and react and eventually lift the state of emergency for our young people that are, again, self-harming or struggling with addictions or taking their own lives at the highest rates across this country and Canada today. So, again, the message is, really, if you're not going to help save our lives, as I said in our statement, then you can't have access to lands and waters. And that's our message primarily to industry, but as well to the governments that we see encouraging them.
In terms of response you'd like to see from provincial and federal governments, you mentioned building a youth crisis center. Tell me more about what, you know, the beginnings to a solution to this crisis looks like for you.
Well, you know, we're doing it. We're starting, and that's the community. That's all hands on deck. You know, we've begun this work towards the youth crisis center. We're hopefully getting to the final stages of a youth multiplex center. So we've actually got a space for recreation. We've got some more space. You know, currently today in Anigaming, we don't even have space for funerals. So we're hoping the multiplex center will provide a space for the funerals. We've been doing them in the school, and we just made a decision this past year not to do them in the school anymore because of how heavily we're traumatizing the children. You know, I heard one of our educators today speak that in the grade 1 and 2 class, there's 5 children that have lost a parent the past 2 years. That's how bad things are getting. And I worry about these young children. You know, I heard that there was a 5-year-old that was punching the brick wall of the school who lost their dad, sadly, this past year, tragically. And again, it's like the grief is and pain is so heavy. And so we're just asking governments to stand with us. We're asking industry to stop destroying our lands and waters. We've got 3 or 4 mining projects, including First Mining Gold and the Kingsbridge project, right on our drinking water. And it's impossible for us to come to the table because we're always having funerals, because we're always dealing with young people that are suicidal. You know, the other good news is that, and I do want to credit Canada for helping us with this, but we've spent almost $1 million this past year on sending our young people to treatment to get treatment for addictions. I'm really hoping it's going to pay off, that we're going to see the results of that in terms of a healthier workforce, in terms of healthier young people that are, you know, again, healthy enough to get education to pursue that type of life. We're doing youth trips right now so that young people can get out and see the world outside the reserve, that it's not all tragedy, that there are opportunities out there. So we're doing all of this right now, and we're doing the best we can with, again, the state of mind and focus for the goal of lifting that, so that hopefully there will be a generation of young people that don't remember these days, and that's what we're hoping.
Jeff Kopanis is the chief of the Ojibways of Enigaming First Nation. He was speaking with CBC Thunder Bay's Michelle Allen. Support is available for people experiencing a mental health crisis. Anyone who is struggling can call the new National Suicide Crisis Hotline at 988.